You're listening to KMUW, NPR, for Wichita. A recent Zogby poll suggests that political change could be in the air in Kansas. The research provides a snapshot of likely voters' opinions on state government and national races as it was conducted at the beginning of June. As part of the survey, likely voters were asked to rate the state government's performance and policies on a 1-5 scale. KMUW's Deborah Schar caught up with national political analyst John Zogby as he presented the findings at a symposium in Wichita.
Based on your recent research, tell me a little bit about the political climate that you're seeing here in Kansas.
It's a nasty mood. When we asked to an overall rating of Kansas state government, not simply the governor or the legislature, but combined Kansas government, there were a lot of ones and twos out of five, meaning the lowest possible rating, particularly ones. Overall, when it came to education, when it came to the safety net, when it came to infrastructure, taxes and spending, voters statewide have a very low sentiment towards Kansas state government.
Well, those numbers with more than half of the respondents giving low ratings, what does that tell you in general about what could be coming next for our political leadership?
Well, change is in the air, but, I don't know who the candidates are, and I don't know the party structures, and I don't know the districts. I'm not on top of Kansas politics. But if I look at the overall mood, it would be enough to suggest to me that the party outside of power could make some inroads. And I think particularly when you look at one of the more revolutionary findings, which is to say that at this point in time anyway, that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump, that's kind of the potential for the world turning upside down here in Kansas. Long way to go. And it's not a huge or commanding lead, but it is enough to suggest that something could happen here.
So how will Kansas fit into the national election scene this year?
Well, look, all things being equal, historically, this should be a big Democratic year. Democrats do come into this, and I'm saying that generically, the party, they come into this with an electoral college that historically favors them. The last six elections, the poorest performer was John Kerry, and he got 257 out of 270 electoral votes. At the same time, demographics favor the Democrats. The fastest growing segments of the population, younger voters, minority voters, creative class voters, they tend at the very least to either like the Democrats more or to fear Donald Trump. But then you have the intersection in all this with personalities. And you do have two of the least like, best known, but least like personalities as the presumptive nominees for the party. And so I will hasten to add that I was among those who thought that Mr. Trump would be done, September, October of last year, summer fling, lots of fun. Who knows, maybe he felt the same way. But whatever it was, at least on the Republican side, he connected. And he certainly has a monumental task putting a party together that remains to be seen whether he's the one who could put it together. But there are people who don't like or distrust Hillary Clinton either.
So what role will millennials play in this election?
They drive this election. I don't see any evidence at all that they could become enamored with Donald Trump. The jury is still out among millennials as to whether they can vote for Hillary. Remember, Bernie was very popular. There's also Gary Johnson in the equation, who has some appeal, especially on his social views, for those millennials maybe who supported Bernie Sanders and don't like either of the major candidates. But pure and simple, if millennials turn out to vote in anywhere near the numbers that they voted in the last two elections, Democrat wins. If they don't turn out to vote, it's very competitive.
We're less than, 150 days until the November election, and polls are coming out every day now. So what matters most for this poll for Kansans and this election cycle?
To suggest that Kansas wasn't really on the radar screen, and at least at this point in time, Kansas could be on the radar screen. Now, it's June. We have to see a lot of things play out, a number of variables. Are there other endorsements? Is there going to be enthusiasm here in Kansas? Does the governor, who's not terribly popular right now, is very unpopular, what does Governor Brownback do? I don't know. Lots of variables.
John Zogby is the senior partner with John Zogby Strategies. Thank you very much for your time and your insights.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.